In the brilliantly named movie White Heat, James Cagney's ruthless, psychotic character is driven by a vengeful fury and hatred that we almost viscerally understand as white hot. We often refer to human emotions by temperature. We almost entirely reserve the use of the word warmth for expressing love or kindness. We wouldn't refer to a warm touch as cruel, even though hands that injure tend to be pretty much the same body temperature as hands that nurture. I couldn't help but think of the warmth of love on June 3rd when, for the first time in my life, I got to see baby piping plovers. Each plover pair produces 4 eggs, which hold wondrously still in the nest until one fine day when they hatch out into 4 tiny fluff balls of Brownian motion, running helter-skelter over the beach until a magnetic force draws them suddenly back to a mother or father. They crowd against that warm body to rest and warm up before running off again. June 3rd was cool, with a strong wind. I kept my distance so I couldn't appreciate everything I saw until I got home and cropped and processed my photos. When a plover chick first reaches a parent, the parent holds its wings out to let the tiny thing get situated, and the baby immediately nestles its head against the parent's side. My photos show how sparse the adult's feathering is right where the baby's big head snuggles in, between the parent's upper side and under wing. The bare skin there is deep red from so many blood vessels near the surface. Most birds maintain a body temperature of somewhere between 104 and 110 degrees Fahrenheit, and the lack of feathers on that vascularized tissue where the chick will rest its head ensures that there is no barrier between the mother or father's inner heat and the exact place where that tiny chick needs it most. A couple of my photos show both a parent's vascularized skin and the look of contentment on the chick nestled in there. Some people would charge that the word contentment is anthropomorphic, that we have no idea whether little plovers can feel contentment at all. But imagining that they are incapable of an elemental emotion like contentment is bizarrely anthropocentric and unscientific. The only thing more charming than seeing what looks like a 4-, 6-, 8-, or 10-legged plover is seeing it while the wings are still open, giving us a glimpse at 1 or 2 chicks' faces as they snuggle in. People tend to think of love as a uniquely human emotion, but that baffles me. When a woman harms her baby due to postpartum depression, we understand that as a hormonal imbalance, but we have a harder time seeing a woman's proper nurturing behaviors as hormonal and instinctive, and hardly ever seem to realize a father's bonding with his young is also hormonally influenced and instinctive. The gush of love that I felt as a nursing mother was part of what kept me focused on properly caring for my babies, clearly an evolutionary advantage that fostered survival of my young. Why can't we allow that same gush of feeling within a piping plover parent, opening his or her wings to and sharing body warmth with plover chicks? Our human DNA and biochemistry are surprisingly close to that of birds, other mammals, and even what we prefer to think of as lower animals. And as creatures all living on Earth at the same time, we all have the same length of evolutionary history. We share more with piping plovers than many people care to admit, and it seems profoundly unscientific to believe that somehow, despite millions of years of evolution, we humans magically developed a monopoly on love and contentment unique in all the animal kingdom. Parents of many species provide a warm and comforting presence to their young, and when it comes down to it, that's what love is all about. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.